Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we have a brand new show for you. Sean, Karen, how's your investment game going? You guys up on investments?
Yes, as you know, my investments continue to be strong.
Sean?
I'm good, but I'm always looking for options, man. I'm looking to do, you know, other things, brother. You know what I'm saying? You got anything in mind?
Sean, we got something for you. It's called Market Watch, and that's in partnership with Cadence. They are an investment platform, and joining us is Prath. Prath, welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Hey, everybody.
Hey, awesome. Karen, I can say he's a fourth black guy with good credit. Karen, does he meet the criteria?
Fourth black guy with good credit. You know, it's so easy to meet the criteria. We're all black guys with good credit here, right, guys?
We are all black guys with good credit. That is true. So, Prath, before we get started, can you give us a quick overview of what's going on in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think right now everyone's got, you know, what's going on in Washington top of mind. Everyone's been seeing the debates and everyone's got the election coming up as being a potential reason for volatility and want to make some plays around it. So I think the market's definitely trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen, whether we're going to have a candidate after that, whether we're going to have some contention around who is the winner. So there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of back and forth with differing opinions out there. And you're seeing that kind of unfold with where equity markets are these days.
All right.
So this episode is about alternative investments, but I don't know what that means. What is an alternative investment?
An alternative investment is an investment in any asset class, excluding stocks, bonds, and cash. The term is a relatively loose one, and it includes tangible assets such as precious metals, art, wine, antiques, coins, or stamps, and some financial assets such as real estate, commodities, private equities, distressed securities, hedge funds, exchange funds, carbon credits, venture capital, film production, financial derivatives, and cryptocurrencies. That's a mouthful, but that's what an alternative investment is.
That's a lot.
Prath, can you sum that up for us, please? Can you give us the original version of that?
No, definitely. To sum it up, it's everything except stocks and bonds and cash. I mean, just as, you know, Matt kind of started it off, like anything that doesn't fit what you would typically call a traditional investment is just thrown into this kitchen sink category called alternative investments.
So Prath, you're like traditionally a Wall Street guy that you came from, and now you're in this whole alternative investment spectrum. And I even got involved in it. I'm really enjoying it. So for the listeners out there, you know, how much does it cost to be part of the Cadence team, to be an investor with Cadence?
Yeah, great question. So, I mean, on our platform, we wanted to make it really, really accessible for any investor to be able to sign up and, you know, spend as little as $500 to get started. Wow. Most alternative investments require, you know, all sorts of different ranges of, you know, kind of getting involved in terms of upfront dollar figure. So like, you know, as Matt was going through that extensive list, coins and stuff like that, obviously you can just pick up a coin. But to buy real estate, you need a good chunk of cash and so forth. So we're really trying to kind of make it available to the masses.
So what's the point? of all this? Why not just put my money in stocks and bonds and call it a day?
Yeah. So, you know, the reason why people kind of look for alternative investments is that they want to diversify their portfolios. So traditionally speaking, you know, stocks and bonds kind of act inversely with one another. So if there's a lot of volatility in the stock market, people kind of rush to the bond market and vice versa. And it all has to do with kind of how the overall economy is doing. Alternative investments kind of behave differently. And so they're a good hedge in your portfolio so that not everything is moving in the same direction all the time.
Mm-hmm. So with an alternative investment, if I were to do that with Cadence, do I pick what I want to invest in, or do you guys, is it more like the investor picks what they want, or is it more like a mutual fund? How does that work?
Yeah, so we make it really easy for people to take a look at each one of our deals and our opportunities, really dive into, you know, what's going on in the underlying credit, you know, what are all the risk factors, be able to kind of, you know, do your own research, and then be able to pick and choose what you want to invest in. So a lot of our investors kind of build their own custom portfolios based on whatever their objectives are. A lot of people like the really short duration stuff, like 1, 3, 6 month in nature. They're getting a pretty nice return. Other people like to put money out for longer and not have to worry about having to reinvest it each time that it matures. So it's really up to you, but we want to make it as flexible as possible.
And just to add from an investor perspective, who is with Cadence, it's when you feel like you become part of a family, to be honest with you. You're constantly getting different deals out there, and it shows the returns that you're going to get on those deals. And when you're when your initial investment is coming due, they'll suggest other investments that they can do. I mean, I think, you know, as far as them catering to you as an investor and keeping you informed of where your investment is, their website is excellent in the sense that you can navigate through it easily. You can see your statements and you can see where your principal and how much money you've made. And the deals are very real. Like, I mean, I think you had a deal. There's a deal you had with Harley Davidson at one point, if I'm correct, or something like that, Brad.
Yeah, underlying assets were kind of motorcycle loans. So, you know, they're all backed by actual motorcycles. So that's an example of kind of, you know, a partner that we work with that's honed in on a certain borrower group and asset class. And we just kind of brought them to kind of offer our investors even more diversification away from just investing in alternatives to begin with.
So who is your typical investor? Like, is it for cool young people with like a nice haircut, or is it?
Why are you touching your hair at the same time doing that? Is there a reason?
Listen, Sean, first of all, mind your business.
Don't hate, Sean.
Okay, so to rephrase the question, is it for vigorous, fresh, young Black people with good credit, or is it more of like an old boomer kind
like of Sean? Thing? Old people like Sean or young people like me and Karen?
Matt
said. The simple answer is it's for both, but it depends. So the only people that we can actually sell these types of opportunities to at this point in time are what are called accredited investors. This is because of the regulation that we have to follow that's kind of passed down by the SEC. So, you know, to qualify as an accredited investor, you effectively have to make a certain amount of money over the last couple of years based on your tax returns, or have at least $1 million of tangible net worth, not including your real estate. So not available to everybody, but certainly, you know, to both the fresh young crowd as well as the boomer crowd, as long as you fit those qualifications.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm definitely in.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Final question for us, like, just give people an understanding is like, when I look at an investment, what gets me involved is risk. So the last question, I think, just explain a little bit about what do you think the risk associated with investing with Cadence and alternative investments in general?
Yeah, I'd say alternative investments in general is a super mixed bag. So it really depends on what you're looking at. Like if you're putting money into gold, you know, a lot of people out there love gold. They're called gold bugs, and they kind of, you know, really stand behind the fact that it's a great hedge against inflation. And if the whole world falls apart, everyone will always find value in gold. Cryptocurrency is like, you know, a more up and coming type of asset class that, you know, a lot of people kind of point to as digital gold. And I actually did a whole episode on this show a few years ago for anyone who can link the dots there around, you know, cryptocurrency is just being an interesting, you know,
that's right. Pratt is
emerging.
A Two Black Guys veteran. If you didn't remember that.
Exactly. For all you loyal listeners out there, you might be remembering my voice. And you know, outside of those, like everything has its own risk characteristics at the end of the day. So you have to really kind of dive into, you know, what's your downside scenario, how you can store it, what the costs are associated with that. If you're talking about gold or other things that are actually physical. If it's financial assets, like what we're doing on the Cadence platform, or you know, some of the other things that Matt listed earlier, you know, you really just have to dive into where, you know, the credit risks are, who owes who, and how much and when they owe it. And is there any collateral supporting it? And, you know, is there any kind of evaluation or underwriting being done to help mitigate some of those risks? So, you know, you got to be careful. And what we do on the Cadence platform is basically summarize all those risks in a document called a PPM. And we make it available for all of our investors to kind of read through and understand exactly what they're getting into.
Awesome. Well, if any of our listeners would like to learn more, where can they come check you guys out, Prath? What's the website?
Yeah, of course. The website is www.withcadence.io. You can kind of sign up for a free account there, peruse around. As long as you're an accredited investor, you can get going for as little as $500.
Awesome.
I is in the alphabet letter I and the alphabet letter O, and I owe you money, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Prath. And there you have it. Now everyone has learned about alternative investments, if you didn't already know. Well, that brings this Market Watch, this maiden voyage of Market Watch episode to a close. Want to thank Prath. I'm Matt Smith, one half or one third, or just, you know, part of the team. Two black guys with good credit in the house. And I'm signing
off. And I'm Sean. You know, I guess, see, when you bring Karen into the mix, and now Prath, it's even hard to figure out who we are, but we're black people with good credit, and we just want to thank Cadence once again. And, you know, if you want to hear more about alternative investments, you can reach out to Cadence. I'm speaking from an investor myself. It's been great for me. And if you want to have any questions for our show, just email us at TBGWGC. That's the acronym, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, @gmail.com. And we'll try to answer your questions. And like I say, every show, keep your money in your damn pocket and maybe invest a little in Cadence as well.
And I'm Karen Margolis. I'm one third, tentatively, of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I am going to show you guys ASAP my $1 million in the bank. I cannot wait to get started with Cadence.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me. It was great. And you know, happy to come back anytime and spit some knowledge.
Awesome.
All right.
We're out.
Two black guys with good credit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.